Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Falun Gong's peaceful appeal during Chinese president's visit catches the attention of England's royal family. Australia, Falun Dafa float wins first place in Sydney's Granny Smith Festival. Manchester, England, city councillor joins Falun Gong protest during Xi Jinping's visit. Silicon Valley engineer blessed with good health thanks to Falun Gong. Switzerland, international art exhibition presents beauty and hope. And Falun Gong practitioner's legal defense forcibly stopped by judge. Now for the stories. Falun Gong's peaceful appeal during Chinese president's visit catches the attention of England's royal family. As the Chinese presidential delegation arrived, Queen Elizabeth II and the royal family saw Falun Gong practitioner's peaceful appeal in London at Buckingham Palace. From 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., Falun Gong practitioners held up banners that read, "Falun Dafa is good. Stop persecuting Falun Gong. Stop the forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong. And bring Jiang Zemin to justice," while demonstrating the exercises and passing out flyers. At noon, the Queen and Prince Philip drove to meet with President Xi. Prince Philip smiled and waved to the Falun Gong practitioners when he saw their banners. Prince William and Catherine's car was behind the Queen. Prince William looked at the banners intently and waved to the practitioners. After inspecting the Royal Guard of Honor, President Xi and the Queen came back to Buckingham Palace in the Queen's gold carriage, while Xi's wife was accompanied by Prince Philip in the second carriage. Prince Charles and Duchess Camilla followed in the third. Prince Charles smiled and waved to practitioners who were doing the Falun Gong exercises. Falun Gong practitioners held a similar event in front of the Palace of Westminster while Xi was giving a speech at Parliament. Many tourists learned about Falun Gong there for the first time. The event drew coverage from BBC, ITV, Reuters, and other news media, which presented a great chance for the practitioners to raise awareness of the benefits of the practice and the persecution. Australia. Falun Dafa float wins first place in Sydney's Granny Smith Festival. The Falun Dafa float won first place for float decoration in the 30th Granny Smith Festival Parade on October 17, 2015. The Granny Smith Festival is the largest celebration in Eastwood, a suburb in northern Sydney. The Granny Smith Festival is regarded as the largest street art festival in Sydney and attracts more than 100,000 visitors each year. The Falun Dafa procession was led by the Divine Land Marching Band, followed by a decorated float and waist drum team. The decorated float focused on the Falun Dafa practice. On the front was a banner reading Falun Dafa. At the center was a large blue model of the primary book of Falun Dafa, Juan Falun. On the rear of the float was a banner written in Chinese characters, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance. Nine practitioners of different ages, races, and genders demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises on the float. Spectators cheered and applauded as the Falun Dafa procession passed by, and many took photos and videos. Mr. John F. Booth is owner and chief editor of the community newspaper, The Weekly Times, and participates in the festival every year. He has become very familiar with Falun Dafa practitioners. "They are impressive. They are colorful and have rich content. I saw that people responded to them enthusiastically," said Mr. Booth. He also remarked that the Australian government should speak up for Falun Dafa practitioners' human rights. He said, "Almost every Australian knows that the Chinese government has done something very bad, an atrocity." Falun Dafa practitioners were invited to demonstrate the exercises on the festival's largest stage. Six practitioners in golden yellow exercise uniforms demonstrated the exercises, while a Western practitioner introduced the practice. More than 100 people watched. Manchester, England. City councillor joins Falun Gong protest during Xi Jinping's visit. Falun Gong practitioners held a peaceful protest outside Manchester Town Hall while China's President Xi Jinping had lunch inside. Manchester Councillor Kevin Peel joined the Falun Gong protest to express his support. The date was October 23rd, the final day of Xi's visit to England. Falun Gong practitioners held large banners reading, "Bring Jiang Zemin to justice," "Falun Dafa is great," "Stop the persecution of Falun Gong," and more. The banners were visible to Xi's motorcade as it passed. Falun Gong then became a highlight in UK media reports. Zhang, the former head of the Chinese Communist Party, initiated the persecution of Falun Gong in 1999 and abused his power in orchestrating the persecution and manipulating state machinery to carry it out. The 16-year-long persecution has led to over 3,800 confirmed deaths of Falun Gong practitioners during police custody. When finalizing the protest location, the police officer in charge said, "I'll give you a good location where Qi will definitely see you." He led the practitioners to the right side of the square near Town Hall. Qi's motorcade arrived at about noon. Motorcycles led more than 10 cars into the square, facing a large banner reading, "Bring Jiang Zemin to justice." Over 20 Chinese officials and staffers stepped out of the cars and looked around before walking into the town hall. Manchester Councillor Kevin Peel joins the Falun Gong protest. Manchester Councillor Kevin Peel initiated and hosted a workshop to discuss human rights issues in China on the day of Qi's arrival. Falun Gong practitioners narrated their suffering in the persecution and current wave of lawsuits against Zhang. Several city councillors, along with Member of European Parliament Teresa Griffey, participated in the meeting. Councillor Peel came to the Falun Gong protest site on the morning of October 23rd to express his support. He said, "It is important for us city councillors to express the views of people we represent." He commented that Manchester people pay attention to human rights. Doing business in China is important, but human rights must be discussed. Silicon Valley engineer blessed with good health thanks to Falun Gong. Mr. Zhang Zhenzhong, 57, works as a network management engineer for a Silicon Valley company in California. He is very healthy and happy. It's hard to believe that 17 years ago, Mr. Zhang suffered from terrible migraines that were thought to be incurable. Before practicing Falun Gong, he suffered from what he called very strange headaches, but experienced them only on weekends when he was relaxing at home. Whenever he closed his eyes, the headache started, and he felt better only when he was reading something. Mr. Zhang obtained his master's degree in integrated telecommunications management at the University of Colorado. He thought that modern medicine would be able to treat his headaches in no time, but when doctors told him that this was not the case, he was very disappointed. He said, "They told me that my blood was too thick, and thus when my brain wasn't functioning to its full potential, the blood would not fully circulate, causing my head to hurt. The doctors also told me that there was no effective treatment for my case. They suggested that I keep my brain active by working more." However, he became fatigued when he worked for prolonged periods of time. He then turned to traditional Chinese medicine. However, a Chinese medical doctor told him that he could not help him. He had never seen a patient with such symptoms and did not know what to do. Falun Gong made headaches disappear. Desperate to cure his terrible head pain, he looked everywhere for a possible remedy. He decided at one point to try a Qigong practice called Falun Gong, a self-cultivation practice which teaches the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, and originated in China in 1992. He said, "Within 2 months of practicing Falun Gong, my painful headaches disappeared. My head has not hurt for close to 17 years, and I have almost forgotten what a headache feels like." He continues to practice Falun Gong and often does the exercises in the gym at work with several other colleagues who also practice Falun Gong. Switzerland International Art Exhibition presents Beauty and Hope. Mr. Johann, who had just visited the International Art Exhibition at Basel Art Center, said, "I am deeply moved by the artworks for the rich content, especially the painting of a young woman who had bricks hanging on her neck. It touched my heart." The two-week Art of Zhenshan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance International Exhibition opened on September 27, 2015 at Basel Art Center. The exhibition displayed the beauty of Falun Dafa, the brutality of the 16-year-long persecution in China, and the hope that practitioners remain steadfast in their beliefs while facing torture and murder. Johann read about the art exhibition on the internet before inviting his friend Joe to visit it with him on the last day. He said, "The exhibition opened my eyes. I was shocked to see the tortures in the painting about a woman with the bricks hanging on her neck. What have the persecutors done?" Joe, who visited the exhibition with Johann, said, "I often heard people say the Chinese Communist Party is a tyranny, but it shocked me that they even harvest and sell human organs." He added, "It is a disaster for China. The Falun Gong practitioners were jailed and organs harvested because of their belief. It is terribly bad." Melissa came from eastern Switzerland. She said, "I didn't know much about China before. It seems so far away, whatever happens in China. But the artworks gave me a special experience. Falun Gong practitioners are so peaceful. The Chinese Communist Party shall not persecute them because of their belief. It absolutely shall not happen. Many visitors left comments in the guest book thanking the artists for letting people know about the ongoing massacre in China and signed the petition to support stopping the forced organ harvesting and the lawsuits against dictator Jiang Zemin who ordered the persecution. Visitors also saw the hope and the beauty of Falun Dafa in the artworks, even though many of the paintings illustrated the brutality of the persecution. Many asked about Falun Dafa and wanted to learn the exercises. Falun Gong practitioner's legal defense forcibly stopped by judge. Falun Gong practitioner Ms. Wen Ji, 52, was tried by the Sanhe City Court in Hebei Province on September 9, 2015. She pleaded not guilty and said that her trial was in violation of Chinese law. During the trial, the prosecutor from the Sanhe City Procuratorate accused Ms. Wen Ji of using a cult to damage the execution of the law. This is a trumped-up charge, often used to justify the persecution of practitioners. Ms. Wen responded that Falun Dafa is an upright practice in the Buddha school. She said, "Falun Gong books and articles teach us how to be good people and think of others first. I am living proof. I used to be selfish. After I started practicing Falun Gong, I gradually let go of selfishness and now think of others first. I follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. I was a teacher and my colleagues and students acknowledged the changes they saw in me." She further stated, "Before the Chinese Communist Party started to persecute Falun Gong, the government published a report about the practice, and I was interviewed for the report. The government concluded that Falun Gong greatly benefited Chinese society and caused no harm. I asked the prosecutor, 'Why do you tie my cultivation of Falun Gong to criminal activities? Can you provide any legal evidence? Today's trial is a violation of existing Chinese law.'" Defense attorney, Ms. Wen was practicing her constitutional rights. The judge interrupted Ms. Wen and her attorney many times during the trial, which violated her rights. Ms. Wen's attorney said, "Ms. Wen was previously illegally sentenced to a 9-year prison term for exercising her constitutional right to freedom of belief. Her belief in Falun Gong and living by the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is safeguarded by the Constitution." Ms. Wen described a famous incident in Europe. After a guard at the Berlin Wall killed a young man who tried to climb the wall, the guard was eventually found guilty of murder. She used this story to illustrate that conscience is always the highest code of conduct. The judge suddenly interrupted Ms. Wen and announced that the trial was adjourned. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.